B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for Morning Thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So I did get up early. And I believe this is, well, no, Andrew Stachunas had a newborn kid and still has a young kid.
Yeah, so he was up at 6:30 yesterday, I believe he said.
Yeah, I was going to say this might be the earliest that anyone who's hosted this segment has ever gotten up. But I'm sure the pharmacist, Cooper, has had Andrew up earlier than 4 a.m. But I was up early this morning. And if you'll allow me a second to get a little sentimental when I talk about my morning thoughts, because this is honestly where my thoughts went when I got up out of bed. First, it was, damn, it's 4 a.m. already, and I need to shut this alarm off. But second was thinking back to how I used to feel waking up when I was selling mortgages, doing my first job out of college before I got into this industry, and how I would skip out on my lunch breaks there. I would take like an extra hour and a half lunch, and I would park.
Power move.
I would park at, there was a park down the street. It's Laurel Acres Park over in Mount Laurel. I grew up playing baseball there. Nice sledding hill there, and I would sit and I would park there, and I'd turn on Sports Talk Radio, roll the windows down because it was hot as anything and my car sucked. And I would listen to Anthony Gargano and Andrew Stachunas on middays and think, man, that'd be cool to do one day. So waking up this morning and thinking back to the years that I did that and how much I enjoyed listening to them on my lunch breaks and how much it got me through in a job that I didn't exactly love as much as I love this one. And then to think that I was going to get the opportunity for the first time to come in today and sit in this seat and work that shift and do that show and talk to all of you in the same time slot. And maybe someone else is out there going ahead and enjoying their lunch break with us. A little early for lunch still at 11:13, but a little bit later in the program. Maybe you're sneaking out for the ham and cheese sandwich that I used to have all the time. It was just it was a special thought, and I needed to collect myself a second there. But that was my first thought this morning was, man, I am very grateful to have this opportunity and very appreciative to everyone who helped me along the way to get here. So that is as sentimental as I will be today, but that was my first morning thought.
I mean, that's a pretty good morning thought, man. Yeah, I mean, it's a big accomplishment. It's awesome. And what, life is all about accomplishments and checkpoints, right? Like, we all could look back at a certain point in our life and be like, wow, I can't imagine I'm at where I am right now compared to a couple years ago when who knows what point of my life I was at. So life is all about accomplishments, all about goals. I mean, even myself, when COVID was going on, I didn't have jobs. Nobody had jobs then. And I was trying to get into radio. And then I, you know, CSB, where we both went, shout out to them, went in shortly after COVID got better. And here's me thinking a year out of school, like, hey, this might not be for me, radio. Who knows if I'm going to get a job. Here I am a year and a half later, producing for a couple of these shows. Still a long way to go. A lot of accomplishments to still achieve. Talking would be one of them as well. But
yeah, right?
That would help. Yeah, but no, I think that's a cool thought, man. Life is all about accomplishments and goals. And it's cool to just sit down and just collect for a second and just think for a second. Like, man, I'm doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, and it's good to... Something I have a conversation with the guys on the morning show a lot on the John Kincaid show is we need to celebrate more things.
Yeah, I agree.
I talked about it this morning because there was a conversation about celebrating a championship as opposed to like just celebrating getting in the playoffs because John Kincaid thinks that just getting in the playoffs is not enough for him to like celebrate to the level that most people would. He'd be happy, but not as much as some people would celebrate to the point of like popping champagne. I'm firmly in the camp of we need to celebrate things more. There's enough bad stuff in life that when something good happens, even if it's small, take the time to celebrate it. So just a fun thought I had this morning. Now, Tom, what did you have this morning when you woke up? What was your morning
thought? Yes, so my morning thought is, man, I am excited. The first practice of training camp is actually here. And I was thinking, I rock the Eagles shirt today, because why not? Eagles, first practice, second day of training camp.
Of course, go Birds.
Got to represent, got the hat on as well. And then it got me thinking about jerseys. And it reminded me of when I saw a video either yesterday or the day before, I forget when it was, It was A.J. Brown, and John Clark posted the video. A.J. Brown stopped by the Eagles Pro Shop and bought every single fan in there a jersey of his, and he has a video of him talking in a selfie, and there's these three kids behind him, and they're just all standing like robots. It was a little awkward how it was, but regardless, it was a cool move by A.J. Brown, and that's awesome because we all are excited about A.J. Brown to know that he's actually a good dude, too, or at least seems like a good dude, too. Just makes it so much easier to root for him. That's why rooting for Jalen Hurts is so easy, because he seems like such a stand-up guy. Everybody, Jordan Mailata, Jason Kelce, Darius Slay, all those dudes. But it got me thinking, and we all have owned jerseys in the past, correct? Philadelphia jerseys. We still own some. Just got a Jason Kelce jersey a couple months ago. So I had to represent because my only other jersey was Andre Dillard. I don't want to get into that right now, but have you ever bought a jersey? Because this would be a good example to do so. Have you ever owned a jersey for a player and it wasn't based on the field production? Now, we all want to buy all the best players' jerseys. We all want to represent them. But was there something that a player did off the field or not in his play that made you buy his jersey? Mine, of course, as you heard if you've listened to the afternoon show, in the interim with Tyrone Johnson the last couple weeks, Mike Scott was a big Mike Scott guy. I was part of the Hive. Loved the ninja hairband. Had that ninja hairband. But what did it for me is when he fell into the crowd and took a sip of that dude's drink and then ran back on the court and started playing. And that's when I had a moment.
Yeah, in Milwaukee, the jack straight in the middle of the game.
Yes.
That's a move.
That's when I had the epiphany, and that's when I had the realization, like, all right, I have to get this dude's jersey. Now, I bought, China, $20. I'm not spending a lot of money on a guy like Mike Scott, but it was something like that made me get his jersey. Something that A.J. Brown did. Oh, you saw him. That's really cool. I want to get his jersey now. Connor, anything come to mind, or is that a
first, we got to back up. Did you say you had the ninja headband?
No. Okay. No. I liked the ninja headband. And the NBA shouldn't have gotten rid of that. There was no reason to get rid of that.
That was a great look. Very cool. I don't know why they would. Some leagues
just the fun police.
It was weird with that. There's one that comes to mind, and everyone knows I have this jersey. And it's mostly because of his accomplishments or, like, his ability. On the court.
On court.
See, I love Matisse Thybulle. I think he's got...
So I've heard.
I think he's got an incredible personality. He's just a very likable guy. He was more likable prior to the Toronto series and hanging his teammates out to dry. We don't need to go into the conversation about all of that again. But Matisse was... I love the way he defends. I love him as a player. I do think he is a talented player on the defensive side of the ball. I think he's god-awful offensively right now. I haven't given up hope that he could be something slightly better offensively, but
I have.
It was partially on the floor, partially because of the personality and the likability off the floor. That's as close as I'll get, but
okay.
I don't have that many jerseys.
Nah, I don't have a ton. I did when I was a kid, but not so much now.
Yeah, right. The more adult you get, the weirder it is. And in this industry,
In this industry, maybe a little bit. Yeah, if we're interviewing Bryce Harper.
Because I have like two or three Brian Westbrook jerseys. And then like I run into him and it's just like...
I don't know. I think people overthink that sometimes. Like, and they're always like, oh, I'm wearing some kid's...
Yeah, it just feels weird. Or like wearing a jersey of someone younger than you also.
I understand why people think like that, but to me, I don't care. You're just repping the team, rooting for the team, so I don't get it. But I'm sure people out there have some great stories about times that they bought jerseys for players based on things that didn't happen on the court, on the field. So that was my morning thought for today, Connor.
Thank you, and that was Morning Thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.